Among the biggest concerns on the minds of federal employees impacted by BRAC is how the move is going to affect commutes. We talked about this a little bit earlier this hour, the move to the Mark Center in Alexandria, Virginia, in particular, raising some pretty big concerns over traffic, parking, and commuting options. Joining us now with a preview of his in-depth report on the effect of BRAC on traffic, reporter Hank Silverberg. He's with our sister station, WTOP Radio. Hank, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning. Not too much traffic this morning.
Not yet.
I just passed that Mark Center on the way here and got zoomed right by it, but I have a feeling after September that will not be the case. 200,000 people go by that thing every day. It's literally a stone's throw from I-395.
So that's where you get off and you cross a bridge. If you're coming inbound to Washington, you cross the bridge to the left.
Seminary Road, right.
Right over 395. That's a dense area on a good day.
Well, I'll have some pictures that we're posting with the series that shows just a typical day. Mm-hmm. They are going to widen the Seminary Road exits, both on and off ramps, which they got some $20 million from the Pentagon to do that. But that's going to take a while, and these people are supposed to move in September. They're also going to, as they build the Hot Lanes project up 395, they're going to put a ramp directly to the Hot Lanes right to the Mark Center on that bridge. But again, that's going to take a while. That's going to cost $80 million. The state's doing it. They have to go through the environmental studies first. So we're talking 3 years. Meanwhile, you got 6,400 people who are going to be working in that building. They have 4,800 parking spaces. That gives you an indication how many people they think are going to drive. And there's no direct route. There's some intersections there, boulevards near Southern Towers. People live there that are being widened. But it's not designed to hold that many people.
And, of course, Metro goes right in underneath, right?
No. Metro's nowhere near there. And that was one of the biggest issues as they planned this whole thing. And a lot of the people who are going to move there are now working in nondescript office buildings with the letters that nobody understands in Crystal City, where they do ride the Metro. And many of them come from areas where they can get on the Metro. Now they're all going to have to come in their cars. There will be some bus service. They are changing bus routes. But, of course, buses use the roads.
So. Oh, yeah. So that doesn't exactly take a whole lot of people off the road because you're still on the road.
Right. And, you know, that doesn't even count Fort Belvoir, where 20,000 people are going to be going in along Route 1. That's the other end of the corridor. Okay. Same issue there. There's no Metro. Route 1 is being widened, but it's going to take 2-3 years maybe to widen it all. They're putting a beautiful new hospital there, which is the plus. Okay, but that's bringing just 4,000 employees for the hospital. And Fairfax County Parkway was finished with the stimulus money last year, so that's going to help a little, but it's going to be rough over there. I was recently over there talking to some of the merchants, and they're worried about their commutes going, you know, an hour and 45 minutes.
Well, let me play devil's advocate for just a minute, because one of the things that you said is that this all has to be wrapped up by the end of September. End of September, it ends.
It's September 15th.
Right, mid-September is, but really September 30th is the mm-hmm. end date. If you need a 2-week grace period, so let's just call it September 15th, like you said, it has to be over with. We've known about this since 2005. So why are they just now getting around to widening the roads and things like that? What's been the hang-up between 2005 and 2011?
There was a report that came out with the Brackley location, which said there would be no significant traffic impact. So they went ahead and did it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that was totally wrong. It was a flawed thing. A number of people, politicians have been saying it's flawed for years, but now they have official government people saying it. The National Research Council said it was flawed. Okay. And it was like somebody didn't – all they had to do was drive past it. I mean, I drive past that every day. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I could just imagine adding just 7,000 cars just to that one little stretch by the Mark Center in, you know, rush hour. And that in itself is a problem. You know, add to that 20,000 people changing their commutes to Fort Belvoir. You know, some people will be coming south because they live in Alexandria but they weren't there before. And, you know, the backup at the gate, I think they're going to open a couple more gates.
I was going to ask about that.
But most people will be coming. And then the community hospital, which is a wonderful facility. My colleague Darcy Marchese has taken a tour. And during our series, she will be talking about the wonderful facilities they're going to have for our wounded warriors, both at Fort Belvoir and in Bethesda. But you got to deal with the traffic. Of course, the other side of the river, Bethesda, they've got Metro. So That's a little different.
We're speaking with Hank Silverberg, our reporter from our sister station, WTOP. Now, we were talking this morning with Anthony Principi, the chairman of the BRAC Commission, and he says the commission never intended the Mark Center to be used, but only Fort Belvoir. The Mark Center was added by Congress as what they called a satellite to Fort Belvoir, which is I would say a stretch. So anything you've heard that might be a legislative gambit to forestall this, or does it look like it's railroading through?
They've spent a lot of money on it. I doubt they're going to change it. Governor McDonald, the governor of Virginia, has asked for them to delay some of the move-in so they can get these traffic improvements I mentioned before going, but they're not going to do it. There's been no indication they're going to do it. There was another site, I forget the name of it, was a warehouse further south, which was close to Springfield and Franconia Metro, and that was an area that they considered, but there were some security issues there, I think, that took it out of the mix, and now they've got security issues at MARC, which I'll also touch on in the series.
Now, we're doing BRAC Impact, a Federal News Radio and WTOP in-depth series, every day at 40 past the hour. You're doing it at 35. Your story about this is going to be an in-depth piece airing this afternoon. What can the audience expect?
Well, you're going to hear from the Congressman Moran, whose district this is in, who has expressed some concern. You're going to hear from
some concern.
He's apoplectic about it.
Yeah, he is.
His hair burst into flame the last time he was on the show.
But he's also taking some heat because when this was all going on, he was kind of for it. Okay. The problem is that Fort Belvoir in particular, and this I'll also touch on in the series, the economic impact is going to be great. It's something that the Route 1 corridor needed. Okay. There's going to be a lot of new stuff over there. It's going to revitalize the economy. And the congressman was happy about that. And so are many of the people who live and work over there. But it's all happening too fast. Okay. And, you know, they're bringing the people in before they're fixing the roads. If they fix the roads first and then brought the people in, it probably would have a different story here.
And quickly, do they do a better job on the Maryland side dealing with the NIH Center and the Naval Medical Center?
Kate Ryan has dealt into that, and she will be having, I think, tomorrow her series part airs. Yes, because they've got Metro over there. They're fixing the Bethesda Metro station, making it a little larger. They're putting in some pedestrian crosswalks because you're now going to have 7,000 people crossing the street between NIH and the Naval Center.
And they all cross on green around here.
So that's a little better because you've got Metro. But 355 is going to have to deal with some of that traffic also.
Hank Silverberg from our sister station, WTOP, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.